Hello, and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, in the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Wednesday, October 13th. Coming up on today's show, we've got some highlights from last night's town council meeting, including the approval of a new policy to give parents a break on sports registration fees, and also Sackville's newest Citizens of the Year. But first, some more local news and information. The results are in from testing before the long weekend at the Drew Nursing Home, and just one more case has been diagnosed as of Monday, according to Executive Director Linda Shannon. Shannon sent a letter to families Monday night with the news. The Drew has had a total of 40 cases during this outbreak, 30 in residents and 10 in staff. 8 people passed away with the disease at the Drew, and 3 cases are still active. All staff and residents were tested again on Tuesday, and those results are expected Thursday or Friday. Shannon says the Drew is now awaiting dates for residents to receive their COVID-19 booster shots. The boosters will be given to residents along with the annual influenza vaccine. The rollout for that vaccine began on Tuesday, with pharmacies and primary healthcare providers administering the first of the free shots. Shannon also said that the Drew was implementing new provincial directives requiring all visitors and all staff to be fully vaccinated. Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten is calling for a formal independent investigation into the outbreak of COVID-19 at the Drew Nursing Home in Sackville. Mitten says in a press release that she feels like government has been asleep at the wheel in Sackville, and she wants to find out what went wrong. It's been a month since the first case in the outbreak was discovered at the Drew on September 13th. Public Health did not complete testing on all staff and residents until at least 5 days later. After 1 week, Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell said the multiple cases at the long-term care facility did not constitute an outbreak. Mitten says residents and their families need answers about why the outbreak was not brought under control by the province, as it had in previous outbreaks at other facilities. We hope to bring you more from Mitten about her call for an investigation on Friday's Tantramar Report. Horizon will return to its red alert level protocols today for at least 2 weeks, but the health network is reminding people to attend appointments as usual unless they are contacted by their healthcare provider. During the red alert level, some non-urgent elective surgeries, medical procedures, and outpatient appointments may be postponed, but all affected patients will be contacted directly if their appointment is affected. Horizon says that postponing appointments will allow the network to reallocate human resources and prioritize urgent and emergency services as part of the response to the fourth wave. During the red alert level, no visitors are allowed in hospitals, with exceptions for people who qualify for a designated support person. Horizon also says it urges patients to seek alternate options for non-urgent healthcare needs rather than going to the emergency room. Fall Pride Week in Sackville is being postponed due to public health restrictions in place during the current circuit breaker period. Mayor Sean Michaud said the Mount Allison Students' Union made the decision to postpone and informed him on Tuesday. Fall Pride Week includes a number of activities, including Sackville's only Pride Parade, from the Mount Allison campus to Town Hall. We'll keep you posted on alternative dates for the event. At their meeting last night, councillors considered whether or not to adopt a new policy that will see families able to be reimbursed up to $300 per child for registration fees in youth, hockey, lacrosse, skating, and swimming. The policy was first presented last week at council's discussion meeting, where Councillor Sabine Dietz took issue with the limitation to certain sports. Dietz made her objection known last night and put forward a motion to delay approval until the policy could be tweaked to include more activities under the same budget envelope.
Recreation to me includes all forms of activities, not just team or club sports. Many of them can be very expensive. As it is presented, it is not a fair or equitable policy. Families with 2 kids, for example, in those activities could access $600. That's a chunk of money. It's substantial. It's not fair, since preference is given to families with kids that like team sports, such as hockey or swimming or lacrosse. What about dancing, music? It's not equitable either, because the access, equitable means access should be facilitated more to those that need it. So what I would like to suggest is to revise, to send it back, to revise it, to lower maximum subsidy amount per kid, for example, or per family. Call it a sports subsidy if that's the intent. Open it to all rec activities, find a better way to help families that cannot normally afford it, et cetera, et cetera. So to revise it, to reflect more and revise it.
Councillor Bill Evans disagreed with Dietz, saying that although the program was targeting certain sports, it was not unfair.
We have all kinds of different subsidy programs. This is not unique. Including this one, they subsidize different groups differently. Different in kind, different in amount. Some directly, some indirectly. Some groups get more than others. Some groups get no funding at all. Needs or circumstances are different. Virtually none of the groups that we support get subsidized the same way. But unequal does not mean unfair.
Councillor Alison Butcher also weighed in against Dietz's proposal to delay approval and make changes to how the program could work.
I just want to echo that I agree with Councillor Evans. It's a pilot project. We want to make sure that the amount that we're able to reimburse is meaningful while staying within our budget. I have to say, I would love it if it included other activities, but if and when it does, I will probably need to excuse myself because it may very well at that point include activities that my daughters take part in. Right now it doesn't, but I like that it's focusing on the programs that, because of rental of facilities, means that they have generally more expensive costs to join. So as a pilot, I support this.
Councillor Mike Towers suggested that if the pilot were successful, it could be expanded in future years to other recreational programs. Dietz was the lone voice in favour of changing the program, though Councillors Ken Hicks and Bruce Finney both voted to support her motion. But that wasn't enough to pass it, with Butcher, Evans, Tower, and Andrew Black all voting against. Dietz then moved an amendment to the pilot program, suggesting it be approved for 1 year instead of two. But that amendment was also defeated, 4-3. Councillor Matt Estabrooks was out sick for last night's meeting, but it's safe to say he would not have been participating in the vote on the policy due to his position as past president of Sackville Minor Hockey. In the end, Council approved the new policy, which comes into effect immediately and retroactive to July 1st, 2021. Families looking to be reimbursed for their registration fees can submit an application that includes copies of registration receipts, a copy of the child's Medicare card, and two items showing proof of residency in the town of Sackville. For the first time since the pandemic began, the Citizens Gallery at Town Hall was full of people last night. But they weren't there to watch the ins and outs of town business being conducted. Rather, they were there to cheer on Sackville's newest Citizens of the Year.
And Paul and Pam Vokey have been nominated by several individuals in the community for their outstanding dedication to our local pickleball program. By working with town staff, Paul and Pam were instrumental in the installation of new outdoor pickleball courts. They helped with designing the regulation-sized court and recruited several volunteers while spending hours outside in the midsummer heat to paint and line the new courts, which have quickly become the envy of communities regionally and provincially. Paul and Pam have coordinated an introduction to pickleball clinic for new players who want to learn the basics as well as for town staff. Pam also tracks attendance and collects drop-in fees from all of those who attended the regular program, which takes place 3 to 4 times per year, year round. Paul continues to reach out and send out regular emails to participants, which are, and it says in quotations, sometimes humorous, so I'm not quite sure what that means, keeping the group engaged. It is our pleasure to present the 2021 Citizen of the Year Award to Paul and Pam Vokey. Congratulations.
Paul Vokey said a few words of thanks after the presentation, in particular thanking Kirk Meldrum, who was also instrumental in seeing new pickleball courts installed at Bill Johnstone Memorial Park. Vokey also thanked his family, daughter Susie and partner Steve and their children, for being instrumental in bringing the couple to Sackville in the first place. He also took the opportunity to make a bit of a pitch for pickleball itself.
is great for all ages. I mean, give it a try, all skill levels. The number one champion in the world, I was 14 years old. And we had a gentleman, he passed away, you know, Ross Berkeley. And, I mean, he was 90 years old playing and having fun. We got a great community here, and we really thank the town for providing everything for us to be able to have this, because I think it's, as you said, I think it is the envy of many communities here now, and it's great that it's here. And it's not all that the humor that was in there. Well, we'll leave that to those. But thank you, and thank the town, and thank you guys.
That was Paul Vokey, who, along with his partner Pam, was named Citizen of the Year at Town Hall last night. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Wednesday, October 13th. As always, we hope that you will get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.